Welcome back to Project Independence and You. While on the break, we decided we were going to change this to a sports show with Peter Zuckerman, our councilman, and Anthony, our engineer, deciding maybe that'd be a good thing to do. I'm just kidding.
Well, you know, this way I won't bore anyone. You know, 100 years ago, I used to do a sports radio talk show. I was telling everybody here. I'm happy to be here, and you know, so far it's been a terrific show.
Yeah,
I've got something also. Your hours are rather expansive, and I suppose family needs to be flexible. I assume you're getting the support and everything you need.
Yeah, you know, I'm very lucky. You know, my wife and my three children are very supportive, and they're very understanding of the different events that I have to go to and so forth. Like this past Tuesday, the meeting we had, you know, it starts at 7 o'clock, but we had some points of privilege when we honored a local group of students, which was about 30 minutes before. So from 6 o'clock till almost 11 o'clock at night, and you know, our meetings tend to go, our public meetings tend to go for, you know, three or 4 hours.
Now you get paid overtime for that, right?
Not really.
No.
As much water as you can drink. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that always interests me in any job or any position that people have is the prioritizing what you do. You're dealing with people who probably come up to you and have lots of great ideas. Some of them not so great. Some of them not really doable. Some of them completely out of your domain. You know, the whole bit. And you have to be able to filter out of all the things that people would like and prioritize what you would like to bring to the table as far as the town board is concerned. Maybe some of it you can do without town board involvement, but maybe you have to call your shots, if you will.
You know, you're absolutely right. You know, it's one of the things that's great about my job. It's the interaction with the public, with the community. And the public is really our eyes and our ears. And they have to tell, and it's very important that we hear from the public and we listen to them so that we can hear what's going on, that we can see what's going on, because there are times that we're not aware of something that's occurring, and it's very important. As far as prioritizing everything, I think again, that's something that really goes to the heart of what we as politicians do. Whether it's a road that's in disrepair, whether it's a situation with snow removal, whether it's a situation with signs on a particular street or a building of a house, everything has to be prioritized. And I think at the town of North Hempstead, we do a really good job of that. The main thing for us is we want to be able to, you know, help our constituents. And, you know, in my district, you know, I can tell you my door is always open and my emails, and we are very responsive to our constituents, whether it's an issue with road repair or signage or what have you. Some of the things in my district that we've been involved with, the Roslyn train station is a really big issue in my district. And we've added, since I've been in office, We've added approximately 50 parking spots in that lot, and that's something that was sorely needed. We've also put in new handrails, and we've restriped, and we've fixed the lighting to make it safer. So we've really done a lot of good work there. Also in Roslyn, there's the Roslyn Community Center. That's the community center just east of the Roslyn train station, and we're currently doing a study to ascertain how we can better use that place. But in the meantime, we've put in a new roof, HVAC, bathrooms, and we're trying to increase the usage of that facility. This past year, I did a backpack giveaway for school for children. In addition to that, we did a drive for winter clothing, a coat drive in the winter, and we've also done a toy drive as well. Most recently, this was a few weeks ago, and this was great. We did a training for a Narcan training.
Mm-hmm.
That is, you know, the opioid epidemic in Long Island is a pressing issue, and we did Narcan training. We brought in licensed professionals to teach everyone how to do it, and I'm proud to say that I was trained myself on how to administer this antidote. You know, Narcan. It's something that's very important now. You know, it used to be that the antidote was administered via a syringe, but nowadays it's not. It's much easier to navigate, and it's administered through the nostril.
Could you elaborate a little bit on that one?
Sure.
You know, like, let's start from scratch, all right? What do they have? Like, you have a vial or a needle?
So it used to be years. I'm not a physician.
No, I mean just a good, a layman's description.
Sure,
no
problem. It used to be that if someone had a overdose, the way to try to help them or try to save them was through an injection. So a person who would be administering this antidote would actually have a needle. There's a certain kit. And they'd be administer a needle and have to give someone an injection. So now that's no longer the issue. Now it's administered through the nostrils, and it's a plastic tube that's placed in the nostrils, and you just sort of push up, and it administers the drug into the affected person's nose.
Yeah, it's like a syringe without the needle.
Absolutely.
We had guests on here that did a whole segment on it. You recall that one, of course. And they said that they are encouraging people to get this and carry it with them in case they come across.
Yeah, how do you, that's a question. That's what I'm thinking. Like, you know, okay, there's a fire extinguisher or whatever, but most people really don't walk around with.
No, you're absolutely right. And what happens is, the medical professionals provide these little packets. Think of like a little pencil case almost when you were in school. And they have them. Now, the thing about it is you have to keep the case where the antidote is in a climate-controlled area. Like, you can't just leave it in your car or in your trunk, because if it gets too hot or too cold, they'd said when I had the training session, they said that it could affect the antidote. So you got to sort of keep it inside your house as opposed to in your trunk or anything like that. But it's something that's very important. Actually, as we speak now, the town of North Hempstead, we're having training for our employees.
Right. I read that in a newspaper, actually.
So that's occurring right now as we speak. But it's something that's very important, and I think that we really need to keep moving with that. And I'm hopeful that we'll do it again next year with that. Some of the other things in my district, in the Albertson area, the gazebo is something that's very important to us. We're going to be redoing the gazebo that's at the intersection of Iowillets Road and Willis Avenue. This gazebo has been there for quite some time. And it was in disrepair, and we're making a bigger, better gazebo so we can have music and concerts in this event, and we'll be able to hold our seasonal events there, such as a Christmas tree lighting or a holiday Hanukkah event, as well as possibly some summer events for seniors, maybe a chess tournament, things of that nature. But it's something that's very important to us. We've also redid the sidewalks on Iowillets Road this past year. In Herricks, we're doing a lot of, we're working with the Herricks School District, and recently we were able to help them with several of the streets in and around the schools to make them more safer with respect to markings and signage and so forth, as well as assisting them and coordinating with Nassau County to get a crossing guard in the vicinity of the elementary schools there.
So there's a lot of one of the things that always strikes me is local politics affects your life more than national, in my opinion. National may affect it in a big way at some point, but local and, improving your quality of life, I'd say, and getting the bang for the buck, if you will, on a local level seems to be where these things are all feeding. And
That's one of the things about local politics that I truly appreciate. You know, we get to help people, supervisor, myself, and all the council people. We get to help people with things that affect their everyday life. I mean, yes, everyone watches the news, and the world is The world is the world. There's a lot happening. Yeah. But on the local side, you know, people aren't asking us necessarily about, you know, issues that have involved national politics. They're more, as it relates to us, they're talking about issues such as roads and sanitation and signage and things like that. But we've done a few really good things. One of the things that we passed last year is something called Tobacco 21, mm-hmm. and this is townwide. And it says that no one in the town of North Hempstead can purchase a tobacco product if they're under the age of 21. Mm. And this was something that was very important to us with the coming age of these vape shops and these other things and their proximity to the to the schools. And so that's something that we're really proud of.
Does that also carry over to E? Is that E?
Yes, it's the same thing. Any tobacco-type product.
So e-cigarettes or whatever they call them.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's a way for us to limit it to people under 21. I know that, it happens to be some of these shops are located, near schools. And this is a way we were able to try to stop that.
Has your district also been involved with Coat Drive and with Backpack Giveaway?
Yes, at the Roslyn Community Center. This is something that's also very important. The Roslyn Community Center is a wonderful facility, and we're trying to, always come up with different programs and things for it. And a few of the programs that we administer there is we've done a backpack giveaway for the children before school starts in the fall. And it was... I'll tell you, it was terrific. I had people register in advance for backpacks, and they came in, and we gave them. But we also had a lot of people who hadn't registered, and we got them backpacks as well. With the cost of school supplies and backpacks, it's very important. I would be remiss to say if we didn't include a few school supplies in there, some pencils and some pens and markers and different things.
Was this sponsored by the NBA?
Well, it was sponsored. Yeah. Oh,
we're running a little
It was sponsored by someone who's in the NBA, but it was also with the town of North Hempstead and Temple Sinai and the Sid Jacobs from JCC. So we had a lot of help, and I will tell you it was a wonderful program. We also did a wonderful coat drive this past year for people for winter coats, and that was also with the Sid Jacobs and JCC and the Temple Sinai.
I do have one important thing that I would like to raise. I would like to know what time you're going to be at the Polar Plunge tomorrow.
I will be there tomorrow, bright and early.
Will you be there?
I don't know that I'll be swimming, but I'll be there.
What time is that?
10 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay, we're now gone. Oh, not gone?